My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the pitch. On Bhadradrago.
Gosh.
And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
All right, welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. Hour number two. Okay, let me see. My camera decided to take a vacation. There it is. Welcome to my camera. And no, that's not Mr. Connerly on the screen. That is my good friend, Dr. Christian Widener. And we are, man, I'm telling you, this big stuff going on. If you haven't been following this, and it is end times, and it's interesting because it's also kind of interesting that they came from Texas, of all places. But what I want to show you here, if you're watching us, go to chosengenerationradio.com, by the way, chosengenerationradio.com, and you can actually watch. But that is a red heifer, and an Israeli rabbi is using a magnifying glass to examine a cow named Zipporah, trying to determine whether the animal is in fact a red heifer, a perfect red heifer. This level of purification would be needed in order to allow the Kohanim, and if I've mispronunciated that, my wife will get me later and Christian will get me now, to carry out their work in a future temple. There's a book out that you can pick up, by the way, as well. And this book, speaks to the issue that I'm talking about. I'm going to show you this. Hang on. Let me get that down. There we go. There's Christian. This is the book, Witnessing the End. And he's got two books out, by the way, and we're going to get into both of those. We're going to spend an hour here. The Temple Revealed and Witnessing the End. The Temple Revealed, the intro to that actually is written by Josh McDowell. And it's interesting. I brought this up yesterday amongst a group of believers, and one of the immediate responses that I got was no, the only place that the temple can be built is where the mosque sits today. So why don't we begin with that and begin with your research of the lost temple location, and then we'll move to the heifers and talk about, you know, the progression. Does that sound like a logical progression for us?
Sure. That works for me.
Okay. All right. Cool. So talk to me about, and you've talked about it with us before, but just to kind of recount this, you started looking at the temple. Where could the temple be built? Where should the temple mm-hmm. be built? Those kinds of questions. And you discovered some very interesting things. Talk about that if you would, please.
Sure. So, I mean, I accepted initially what everybody claims. I mean, most archaeologists and rabbis today will say definitely the temple was where the Dome of the Rock is. And, you know, I said, okay, fine. But then there were a few nagging thoughts that I go, but wait a sec, what about? All right. And those whatabouts are, well, the temple, we're told, was built on the threshing floor of Aruna. And so while the Dome of the Rock has a big giant rock in it, it's not flat. So you go, wait a sec, but how could that have been a threshing floor? And so that's kind of like, that's a disturbing, you know, fact, right? You go, yeah, but it's not flat. That doesn't seem right. The next big piece is I was watching a video in the, a rabbi was giving, Rabbi Chaim Richman actually was giving a tour of the Temple Mount, which was actually difficult for them to do because, you know, even in that time, it was hard to get video cameras and things like that, but they had done it.
Okay.
And he comes to the East Gate, the Golden Gate, which Jews, Christians, and Muslims still today recognize as like the Messianic Gate. But he goes, but it's not in the right place. Because in the days of the temple, the East Gate was directly in front and in line with the temple. So therefore, that East Gate is in the wrong spot. And I went, really? But it looks so old and it looks so huge and ornate. And what do you mean it's a rebuilt in the wrong spot? Like, how do you do that? And that just didn't make sense to me. And plus, there's two factors, right? So if the gate was in front of the temple, either, you know, A, the gate's not in the right spot, or B, the Dome of the Rock can't be the right spot. It's just that simple. It's either okay. The gate's in the wrong spot or their claim about the temple's wrong.
Wow. All right.
And
okay. I just want to recount what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
So the first issue is it, we read that it is on a threshing floor, mm-hmm. which would be a flat floor. And yep. the Temple Mount is not a flat floor.
No, right. The Dome of the Rock.
Dome of the Rock is not flat. Okay. Now, number two. Now, some people will say, well, yeah, but there was erosion and whatever. Okay. But the next piece is really significant because it has to do with the alignment of the gate that right. actually leads into the temple. That is recognized to be the main gate. And yet this rabbi clearly says the gate's not in the right spot. It couldn't have been where we are assuming this gate is, and so therefore that creates some problem.
Right. And the archaeologists almost entirely would say that yes, that's correct. The current Golden Gate is not an ancient gate. It was a new gate built, you know, anywhere from, you know, the time of, well, in the Roman times after Herod.
Okay.
Some people would claim it was built for the Emperor Heracles in the 600s.
Mm-hmm.
When he went, and actually Jerusalem was sacked at one point.
Right.
And they had what they claimed was the cross of Christ, whether okay. it was or not, we don't know. But it was taken, and he went after them by the Persians, and he went after them to reclaim it. And he did successfully reclaim it, brought it back triumphantly to Jerusalem, and it said that he entered by that gate. So then, archaeologists have, you know, hypothesized that the gate was built for him.
Okay.
You know, to celebrate his reentry.
Okay.
There's one big problem with that hypothesis. In the account of Heracles returning, it says that the people of Jerusalem forced him to dismount and enter in humility because they said that was the gate that Jesus had entered on Palm Sunday.
Okay.
And therefore, if the people are saying that this was the gate Jesus entered, clearly the historic record proves that they didn't build it for Heracles.
Sure.
It was already there, and it was already considered to be an ancient gate in the 600s.
Okay. And we're talking about the same gate that's there today.
We're talking about the same gate that's there today.
Okay.
Yes. And that's the thing. We have pilgrims who have been visiting Jerusalem we have records of them since
right.
like the 300s of the 4th century.
Okay.
And they always mention the gate.
But yet that gate that's there today is not in the correct location. If the Temple Mount that sits today that everyone assumes is the correct Temple Mount
mm-hmm.
were the correct Temple Mount, then that gate would be in a different place.
Yeah, there would have to be a gate in front of the Dome of the Rock for that to be the correct location.
There's
nothing.
Okay.
So
the gate right now is in front of the area that you did archaeological research on, and that is located and found in the Temple Revealed, the book, The Temple
right.
Revealed, that you've written.
Yeah. And in fact, that picture is taken looking, the gate, the Golden Gate is behind the in the Temple Revealed. And it's not easy to see
okay.
Right there, but that's a straight line looking east towards the Mount of Olives, standing really where the temple should be. And so that was the big factor was looking at this gate, looking back in the history, and seeing that there's a you can see over on the left there the gate is in the what I see is the top left. On the outer wall, and then there's a little Dome of the Spirits is in line with that.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that in a second, but.
Okay.
But looking at that gate, it looks to be ancient. It's reported continuously by pilgrims. There's, you know, 1600 years of reports about that gate. So we know historically it's testified that it was there. There's a straight line shot showing the dotted line. We're from the gate directly to this Dome of the Spirits. And there's another factor that's in that gate is there's two gate posts. And Dr. Lean Rittmeyer is a well-known archaeologist. He's the only one who really supports the authenticity of the East Gate. Part of it is because he's one of the only ones who's ever been in there, who was able to get permissions to take a look inside there. And there are two gatepost stones. Each one of those stones is like the size of the stones at Stonehenge. So,
okay.
I mean, they're massive, right? They're like 25 tons.
They're not the kind of things you just toss around.
No, you don't toss those around, right? It wasn't just like a gate that they, you know, just hurriedly erected and put in and they made part of the outer wall. So that gate is, according to Dr. Lean Rittmeyer, it's the only possible east gate. And But Dr. Lean Rittmeyer supports the Dome of the Rock location also. So how can that be? How can he support the Golden Gate and the Dome of the Rock position? Okay. Well, he simply argues that the rabbis are wrong. The gates weren't in lock. That's it. There's this testimony in the Mishnah and the Talmud that is very clear. It records that all the gates were aligned, even all the way up to the outer gate. And it's also clear from the design of the temple in Ezekiel. And so, you know, and some people say, well, the Ezekiel temple isn't, you know, the first or second temple, so it's different. And we're like, no, wait, remember, all these temples were built as copies of what? The heavenly temple.
Okay.
They're all copies from the same design. So Ezekiel's not introducing a new design. It just introduces a larger area. So what this proposes is that you could actually have that dotted line could be a Jewish northern zone where you could rebuild the temple.
All right. We're going to take a break. We got to take a break and we'll come back. We'll get into this on this next segment. We'll be right back.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Dr. Christian Widener, and we're talking about The Temple Revealed, his first book, and we wanted to just kind of lay a foundation for the concept of where the temple could be built, because there was obviously that's the first step, right? Is you've got to figure out, can we build the temple? Is there a space? Is there a place? Is there a proper place? Historically, prophetically, to build it. So you were talking about, so go ahead and finish this off, and then we'll move into the sacrifices and the red heifer and where that development is.
Yeah. So 2 years ago, I published this book, and those two stars of David, in the bottom left and top right, show gates that I proposed, Jews could enter into that space, and it could become the new way that they enter. That top right is called the Gate of the Tribes. And just this month, there was an article saying that the Jews had been allowed to enter that gate for the first time, in order to enter the Temple Mount. And I was just, I don't know how many people paid attention to that, but it was like, I was like, no way, this is, it's happening. Jews are being able to get into these other gates for the first time, and the possibility that they are focusing on that northern area. Everybody realizes that that in the near term, the only place they could really probably build the temple is in that northern part.
Okay.
Some people try to say they could squeeze it in between the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And I think, what a disaster that would be, to have it sandwiched in between two sites where they're crossing by each other.
Right.
I don't think that would work. But also, we read in Revelation, it talks about, measure the temple and its courts, but leave out the outer court. Do not measure it because it has been given to the Gentiles. And, if you put the temple in the northern part, you could call all that south the court of the Gentiles, that outer court, and it would totally fit that prophecy.
It would fit that narrative. So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's amazing. The other thing is, directly in line is this, the only place in the Temple Mount that has a flat piece of bedrock is on that main Temple Mount area, but it's in the top, the northwest corner, and has a Dome of the Spirits over it. And so people might have heard of this place.
Okay.
And it just happens to be directly in line with the Golden Gate. But I mean, perfectly, it's like a 0.07% chance that that was by accident.
Wow. They
have a 99.93% chance that the gate and that piece of flat bedrock are aligned on purpose. And to me, it's just, you have physical evidence. You have two fixed landmarks that show you the location of the temple. And therefore we do know with certainty where it is.
Right.
That argument has not yet won the day, around the world, but I think it will. It's just people haven't thought of it from an engineering sort of that with that practical, hey, if you have landmarks, that's it. Like if your house burned down and you found the foundation, you know where your house was.
Yeah. Amen.
I mean, so it's that simple, really.
All right. Let's move now to the red heifers that just arrived from Israel. And, I was sharing with you, when I was getting ready for our segment this morning, I wanted to pull up that section out of your book and literally opened the book to the page where that is. I could have spent hours searching in here for it, and I literally opened up to it. You wrote in your book, that there has been a failed attempts to reinstate the Sanhedrin. But in 2004, a nascent Sanhedrin was again formed and has been operating credibly since that time with the support of hundreds of the most scholarly and influential rabbis in Israel. They've called themselves the nascent Sanhedrin, hoping that over time they would gain acceptance within the Jewish community as the fully revived Sanhedrin. The provisional Sanhedrin began petitioning to perform fully kosher practice sacrifice with blemish-free lambs the day before Passover in 2007. Since about 2011, the new Sanhedrin has been conducting practice sacrifices with blemish-free lambs and petitioning the Israeli Supreme Court to reinstate sacrifices on the Temple Mount. I move now over to page 107, where you write, finally, there have been concerted efforts for decades to breed completely blemish-free red heifers. Jewish law, halakha, did I say that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Requires that red heifers cannot have worn a yoke or had a calf, must have no physical defects or blemishes, and they can have no more than two hairs that are not red. According to the Mishnah, the heifer must also be at least 3 years old. As of 2021, the Temple Institute did not yet have a perfect heifer, and now five perfect heifers have been approved and delivered to Jerusalem. We're going to go into a break here in about a minute. When we get back, give us a quick tease of what is significant in your mind about this situation. 30 seconds.
Yeah. Well, like you said, it's very significant that we finally have some that have been declared blemish-free. It's also amazing that these came from the U.S. It came from a Christian group called Bona Israel, which was something about, Christians trying to bless and Israel and recognize what they were trying to do and to help them.
Okay.
Now they have them. Now they have to sacrifice them, but they have them, and that's huge.
That's gigantic. And now we also have, in accordance with your temple reveal, the potential location of the temple. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to have with me Dr. Christian Widener, endtimesberean.com, by the way. I want to get that website in, endtimesberean.com, where you can find his work. The Temple Revealed, we just spent the first half hour kind of walking through this, and I encourage you, you know, get the book. You may be a skeptic. You may say, I still believe it's got to be the Golden Temple and where the mosque is and so on, and that's cool, but research it. Just research it. Just open up to read and research what he has done. As a matter of fact, Joel Richardson writes, a must-read for students of biblical prophecy. Josh McDowell writes, this is one book you won't ever forget reading. I encourage every Christian believer who supports Israel and is excited about seeing the return of Jesus Christ to read this book. And I encourage you, get it. It's called The Temple Revealed. You can find it at endtimesberean.com or at Amazon as well. And if you find it in Amazon, please choose Faith Harvest Church and use Amazon Smile, because that'll help support what we do here at Chosen Generation Radio, as well as our missions in India. And now we're talking about witnessing the end. And I read a piece out of here about the red heifers. And for those who are not aware, red heifers have been delivered from Texas into Israel. And I was sharing with Christian in the break, Sean Fuke actually did a concert at a cross that's not not too far from where I am in Kerrville, Texas. It sits right off of Highway 10. You can see it as you pass by. And it literally sits on the same parallel as the Golgotha and the mount where Christ was crucified. And it was a piece of land donated. It's an amazing story. It's called The Empty Cross. And you can find it online. And it's really, again, quite an amazing story. But the connection between Texas and Israel is significant on many levels. And this cross is just one of those. You were sharing with us about the group that sent this over. Talk a little bit more about that, if you would, please.
So, I mean, I think it's really, it's Christians in Texas who, you know, are looking for the prophecies and, just felt led that they should, you know, help with the red heifers, search for the red heifers. And so they just started doing it. They knew that, that they had been looking in Israel and hadn't come up with any. And one of the really surprising or shocking things that happened out of this is normally they would, it's by law, you have to pierce the ear of cows and you have to tag them. But from a Jewish perspective, that's a blemish.
Sure.
On the calf. And so it, even if they were perfect otherwise, that disqualifies them.
Okay.
But because of COVID, there's these five that were delivered that they weren't tagged.
My gosh. Wow.
And so, wow. You know, just like looking at all the things that have been happening and you can see, I certainly see a beginning of birth pains in all the things that we've been experiencing. And to think that that is part of then what also led to, finding five red heifers. But it's Christians acting on faith, being led by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And then all these converging things coming together, to put them in a situation where they can offer assistance to Israel, and Israel, is glad to have that.
Sure.
Because they didn't have,
what's the significance as you look at Bible prophecy of the heifers coming and of the potential that they would start the sacrifices up again? Because that was a big deal. Talk about that.
So right now there's only two sacrifices that could possibly be offered in Israel. As we look to, you know, can Israel restart sacrifices? One, they're allowed to do the Passover when they're unclean. The Passover sacrifice can be, and that's why they've been trying, as you read in the book, they've been, you know, trying to petition to get permission to reinstate the Passover sacrifice for almost 10 years.
Okay.
Or over 10 years. And, you know, so that one's ongoing, but they can't make any other sacrifice without a red heifer. And they do have this tradition that there have been 9 previous red heifers.
Okay.
And that there would only be one more. And they've been looking for this 10th red heifer that would be sacrificed. And they actually have already done a practice, red heifer sacrifice too. And you go, well, what do you need to mean practice? Like they have to burn it up completely. And so, you know, you need to know like how big a wood pile does it take to completely burn up an entire cow, right?
Wow.
And they need some process and procedure.
Right.
Because you don't want to have one perfect cow that you don't sacrifice and burn up completely, and so therefore it's invalidated. It's like,
right.
Oh, you delivered the one and then you messed it up,
right?
So now you lost your red heifer. So they've practiced. They finally now have them. And if they do the red heifer sacrifice, then they have that with the ashes of the red heifer, according to Mosaic law, they can then purify themselves, and then they're in a state where they can offer other sacrifices.
So the issue is that they're at this point, they're not pure enough to offer the sacrifice unless they are able to first offer a red heifer and then use the ashes of the red heifer for the purification process. And now they are clean so that they can go ahead and make the other sacrifices, and start the sacrifice process again. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And so if they do this, then they can ritually purify themselves. Now you still have the question of law in Israel and will the courts allow it? And that's a whole other thing, but if people don't know that Israel is going to elections in November.
Right.
And they're hoping to elect a right-wing conservative government that then might be more favorable towards things like, reinstating sacrifices.
Okay.
So there's so much in the air right now.
Right.
To be watching. It's really exciting.
Now the other thing is the reestablishing of the temple itself. So there would have to be construction that would need to be done relative to actually building a temple and recreating that temple. And then you and I talked about the abomination of desolation and what that might look like. And then finally the revelation and the appearance and the potential appearance of the Antichrist. We don't have a lot of time obviously left, but let's try to get through as much of that as we can.
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, we're looking for the restoration of sacrifices. One of the things that we look for in Daniel's final week or final 7 years,
right,
is that in the middle of this final 7 years, that there would, the Antichrist would halt the sacrifice and the grain offering, and he would set up the abomination that causes desolation. And so, you know, as we think about what that might look like and where it might be, well, knowing the right location, at least we're kind of, you know, our focus is now
in the right
northern
spot.
Part. Yes, and we're in the right spot.
Okay.
And we see sacrifices coming, and some, I don't think we'll see real full sacrifices, but we will see, I think, the restoration of some part of it, which, you know, we're looking at right now with the red heifers.
Okay.
And then what will, you know, how will the Antichrist set himself up in the temple of God? Well, there, we know the Temple Mount, is the right place. Some people might be, you know, wondering whether the Temple Mount really is. There's no time to get into that, but there's plenty of historic evidence to support the Temple Mount itself. And then this location, the word in Greek is naos, which means the holy place.
Okay.
And usually that means the temple building, and it's referencing a very specific spot. Because we know where the Holy of Holies was, then it could also be referencing just, you know, the area around the Dome of the Spirits, which is a big open area. So we may see a declaration, by the Antichrist of some kind that then, you know, he does that and he just happens to choose right next to the Dome of the Rock. I mean, the Dome of the Rock, the Dome of the Spirits.
Okay.
We'll see a movement that politically there's a reshuffling of the deck coming with Jordan and Saudi Arabia, and these Abraham Accords are creating a peace and creating an opportunity to actually get permission to rebuild the temple.
Okay.
And if they get permission, that could happen very quickly. And so then we could actually see a restored temple. If they get permission, they're going to do in-depth archaeological studies. So right now, all they can do is infer. You know, nobody's been allowed to dig. Nobody's been allowed to do ground penetrating radar or any of these kinds of things to really map out and explore the Temple Mount. That's why it's under a debate.
Okay.
I think as soon as they do that, they'll be able to confirm what I've deduced in the book about the location of the temple. So okay. I've made an argument based on, you know, it's like finding a knife, you know, with the fingerprints on it, right? I'm saying that by having a threshing floor and a gate that are visible and are real landmarks, there's no more need to do any additional work. Like, that proves it.
Okay.
But if they do all these other scans and other inspections, they should be able to easily confirm, you know, what I'm saying.
What you're talking about. Okay.
Right. Now, but whatever it is, they will, if they get permission, there's no problem to build a temple. They can build it outside of the Dome of the Rock in the Temple Mount and we'll have a temple. Or they're gonna do these sacrifices. It's gonna be halted and there will be some statement and we'll all be watching it. And then quietly the people who know where the temple, they'll realize, wait, he just did that. Right?
Right.
Listen to what he said. He just did that standing right there.
Okay.
In the Holy of Holies.
Hold that. We'll be right back right after this and we'll talk about the abomination of desolation and the significance of that right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is Dr. Christian Widener, and we're talking about two of his books that he has written. You can find them at endtimesberean.com or at amazon.com. If you use Smile, please choose Faith Harvest Church. The Temple Revealed and Witnessing the End. And both of these books I highly recommend to you. So we're talking about the Red Heifer, we're talking about the Temple Mount, we're talking about reestablishing the temple, we're talking about reestablishing sacrifice, which a lot of people may not have been aware that they have been working on reestablishing both the Sanhedrin and sacrifices, now sacrifices, for over 10 years. They've been petitioning to start the sacrifices, but they have to have a Red Heifer in order to be able to do it for the purification process. So now we move into, it is possible that we have located a place. It is very realistic that we have identified that the sacrifices could begin, because we now have the red heifers. And now we move to that it is very realistic that we could see the rebuilding of a temple. And then that would follow with the beginning of sacrifices. But then we have the appearance of the Antichrist, the stopping, as you said, of those sacrifices, and this abomination of desolation. And I was mentioning to you in the break that, you know, one of the signs of the abomination of desolation certainly seems to me to be the approval within the church of sodomite unions, which is an abomination and which leads to the desolation of a culture. And then we have the announcement in the Seventh World Religious Religions Congress of the Human Fraternity this just breaking September 17th, that the Pope and a Mohammed bin Zayed have sanctioned Chrislam as a religion.
Yeah. It's mind blowing. If people were thinking like, I don't know, you know, what's the apostasy going to look like? I think we're looking at it. We're looking at the falling away of so much of the church and embracing, Chrislam, as you, homosexuality being endorsed from the pulpit, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them. I mean, those are the kinds of things we're seeing, become more and more common in, so-called, Christians. Now, of course, there's a remnant that's still there, and there's a faith, we're here talking about it. But we're seeing a division between sound doctrine and, people going after really following the culture of the world and embracing a faith that's not biblical.
It's just really stunning. I'm gonna put this up on the screen for those that are watching in case you're saying, come on guys, that can't be. Seriously? Yes, actually it is. With the adoption this week by the Seventh World Religions Congress of the Human Fraternity document created by Pope Francis and Mohammed bin Zayed, Chrislam is now the official one world religion. This is written by Now the End Begins. It's official. Chrislam has now been codified and ratified with the approval of the Seventh Congress of the Leaders of the World and Traditional Religions of the Human Fraternity document created by Pope Francis of the Vatican and financed and promoted by Mohammed bin Zayed of the UAE. Question. Guess who they forgot to invite to the festivities? Answer. Jesus Christ. His name appears nowhere and is never mentioned. I wonder who the honored guest is then. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. I mean, my argument as it relates to the abomination of desolation and the connection to the sodomite marriage issue is that unlike abortion, which is an abomination in and of itself and the culture of death, abortions, they're not sacrificing these babies on the altar in the church. Whereas the sodomite unions are being done on the altar in the church and desecrating the very first covenantal relationship that God himself created, the one between Adam and Eve with the sacrifice, right? Where he sacrificed an animal, blood was shed, and he covered them then in animal skins. And then he said also, as you suggested, Christian, and it is in scripture, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, he took out of Adam and created Eve.
Yeah. And we clearly have the statement by Jesus that in the last days it would be like the days of Noah and like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. And boom, there you go.
Yeah.
It's Sodom. We are there.
Yeah, we're seeing it. We're absolutely seeing it. So I guess the next piece of the puzzle that comes into play is the question of the Antichrist. I sent something to you, and I know I'm going to, blow some people's minds with this just a little bit, but I've read years back there are what are called family crests. And those family crests have certain images that are on them. And the crest that is associated with the royal family, and in particular with Prince William, certainly has within it signs or images that might lead to the assumption that he could potentially carry that Antichrist spirit with him.
Yeah, and I think there's actually a lot of good arguments out there for for potential players on that. Like, I think of it as like a mystery whodunit still at the moment, right? But if, sure. if we are in this time, the Antichrist is out there.
He's here now.
He's really at the last days.
Yep.
He's out there right now.
100%.
And there are, you know, there are some good arguments that have been put out for possible people. But I think we still do have to see who does this, you know, the prophesied thing of Daniel, who is confirming the covenant with many. And they're, you know, if like the Abraham Accords, I think is a very interesting, you know, for people who haven't paid attention, it's a confirmation of the Abrahamic covenant with many nations. And you go, whoa, that's kind of, I mean, that could be much more prophetic than a lot of people are recognizing at the present.
Mm-hmm.
But there was tons of people involved in that. So who was involved in, you know, peace with Israel? If that's the right accord,
right.
You know, who could it be there?
If that's the issue.
Right.
Yeah.
And who's going to do this thing that halts the sacrifice and declares himself to be God? You know, and is it a specific person, or is it something that, you know, is that we're misunderstanding? It's going to be some kind of group or organization.
Is it a body? Right. Is it the one world order, for example,
yes.
that steps forward and says, and we know, you know, by looking at things, and we'll talk more about this in the next half hour with my friend Don Jans, relative to the issue of, you know, communism and the rise of that and things of that nature, which are atheistic in nature, and communism is atheism. Right. And how desperately they are working to remove God and to destroy and Christian persecution. I don't know if you're aware, but there is a new White House faith initiative announcement. DHS announces new members of the Faith-Based Security Advisory Council. And, I don't know, like Imam Muhammad Haghmandsid Ali. Or, how about Al Sharpton? There's a good name for you. These are some of the guys that are, you know, that are heading this up. All right. All right. Dr. Christian, thank you very much for being here. Witnessing the end and also the temple revealed, and be sure and you really need to pick those books up. They will open your eyes to a lot of things. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up. Don Jans joins me on the other side. And hey, if you're tired of paying high gas prices, check this out. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. pond madadalado. Gosh. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.